What does it mean to be born unwanted? Mariam learns this truth at age 5 when she first hears the word harami, bastard. In 1959 Afghanistan, this single word becomes her identity, shaping every breath she takes. Living in a kolba outside Herat with her bitter mother Nana, Mariam exists in the shadows of her wealthy father Jalil's legitimate life. He visits every Thursday, bringing gifts and stories that make her heart soar. But Nana's words cut deeper. Like a compass needle that points north, a man's accusing finger always finds a woman. This isn't just a story about one girl's suffering. It's about how societies brand certain lives as disposable from birth. Mariam's childhood teaches her tahammul, endurance, the skill Nana insists is the only one she'll ever need. When Mariam dares to dream of attending school like Jalil's legitimate daughters, she's met with harsh reality. Her 15th birthday becomes a watershed. Jalil fails to take her to the cinema as promised, and when she walks to his home herself, he hides behind curtains while she sleeps outside his gates. Returning home, she finds Nana hanging from a tree, a final testament to the unbearable weight of shame. Marriage to Rashid, a widowed cobble shoemaker, begins with deceptive gentleness, small gifts, fleeting kindness. When pregnancy arrives, Mariam whispers, "I'm going to be a mother," collecting tiny socks and imagining purpose. This hope amplifies the devastation when she miscarries. After 7 failed pregnancies across 4 years, Rashid's mask drops entirely. His complaints escalate from salt levels to existential contempt. The night he forces Mariam to chew pebbles as punishment for undercooked rice, breaking her molars, marks a point of no return. She learns to read his footsteps, gauge his mood by how he hangs his coat, disappear into herself during his rages. This isn't merely domestic violence. It's the systematic erasure of a person's humanity, one cruel word at a time. 9-year-old Lila grows up in a different Kabul household, where her father, Bobby, reads Persian poetry and champions women's education. "Education is the key to women's independence," he tells her, radical words in 1980s Afghanistan. While Mariam endures private suffering, Lila experiences childhood joy through her friendship with Tariq, a boy who lost his leg to a Soviet mine yet maintains irrepressible spirit. They watch films at Cinema Park, play cards, dream of possible futures. But Afghanistan's political landscape shifts violently. The Soviet withdrawal in 1989 doesn't bring peace. Instead, Mujahideen factions unleash brutal warfare. Rockets rain daily, transforming familiar streets into deadly zones. Amid this chaos, Lila and Tariq's friendship deepens into first love, consummated in one desperate afternoon before his family flees to Pakistan. Shortly after, a rocket strikes Lila's home, killing her parents instantly. Rashid pulls her from rubble, and during recovery, a stranger arrives with devastating news. Tariq died en route to Pakistan. Pregnant with Tariq's child and facing life as an unmarried mother, 14-year-old Lila accepts Rashid's calculated marriage proposal, becoming his second wife. Mariam views Layla's arrival with bitter resentment. After 20 years of abuse and multiple miscarriages, why should this young woman receive Rashid's affection? He deliberately fuels their antagonism, comparing Mariam to a sturdy Volga and Layla to a shiny Benz. But when Layla gives birth to a daughter rather than the coveted son, Rashid's contempt extends to both wives. The turning point arrives when Rashid beats Mariam and Layla intervenes despite personal risk. Later, Mariam secretly sews baby clothes for Aziza. These small acts crack the wall between them. Mariam, who never experienced genuine affection, is overwhelmed by Aziza's unreserved love. When the Taliban seize Kabul in 1996, women's lives grow impossibly restricted. Burqas become mandatory, work and school forbidden, brutal punishment awaits the slightest infractions. When Layla endures a cesarean without anesthesia, Mariam holds her hand through unimaginable pain. Their bond transcends traditional family structures, becoming chosen sisterhood forged in fire. Tariq's return alive, the earlier news having been Rashid's cruel deception, shatters everything. When Rashid discovers their secret marketplace meeting through neighborhood gossip, his violence erupts with murderous intent. His hands wrap around Layla's throat. Mariam, having witnessed countless acts of violence yet remained passive, finally acts. She strikes Rashid with a shovel, killing him to save her friend and the children she's come to love. Her decision is deliberate, clear-eyed, born from years of abuse, transformed into protective love. "I'm not afraid," she tells Layla afterward. She insists Layla take the children and flee with Tariq while she faces consequences. After a 15-minute Taliban trial, Mariam receives a death sentence. At Ghazi Stadium, once a place of celebration, now an execution ground, she walks steadily, refusing to become spectacle. Her final moments transform her from harami to hero, from outcast to savior, friend, companion, guardian, mother. In Pakistan's Mari, Layla and Tariq build a peaceful life. He manages a hotel, she teaches, their children thrive. Yet after the Taliban's 2001 fall, her father's words echo, "Afghanistan is going to need you." More powerfully, Mariam's sacrifice demands she do more than accept comfortable exile. Before returning, Layla pilgrimages to Herat, finding the weathered kolba where Mariam spent her childhood. She leaves a letter beneath an old sugar bowl, pouring out gratitude for the woman who became mother, sister, and savior. Though Mariam's grave remains unknown, Layla discovers her presence everywhere. In freshly painted walls, young saplings, every child's blanket at the orphanage where she now teaches. Mariam lives in each book opened, each child's laughter. Above Layla's classroom hangs a Persian poem. "Joseph shall return to Canaan, grieve not. Hovels shall turn to rose gardens, grieve not." Layla's pregnancy brings hope. Naming a potential daughter, Mariam, represents not just remembrance, but resurrection, giving another Mariam the opportunities denied the first. The novel's title comes from a 17th century poem praising Kabul. "One could not count the moons that shimmer on her roofs, or the thousand splendid suns that hide behind her walls." These sons represent the hidden lives of women like Mariam and Layla, lives of quiet heroism obscured by walls both literal and metaphorical, yet shining with extraordinary brightness when revealed. Through decades of Soviet invasion, civil war, and Taliban oppression, Afghanistan's women carried both history's heaviest burdens and its strongest hopes. Hosseini shows how sweeping political events affect ordinary lives: a father's death from stray bullets, a child's hunger during sieges, a woman's sudden confinement. Yet women create resistance through secret literacy lessons, fierce protective love, and ultimately sacrificial acts, ensuring others might live freely. What makes this story endure is its portrayal of ordinary humanity persisting behind extraordinary circumstances. Amid war and oppression, characters still fall in love, celebrate birthdays with meager resources, tell folk tales, dream of better futures. These small moments, a shared pomegranate, a secret letter, a remembered song, remind us of our shared humanity across cultural divides. Their story illuminates how bonds between women, forged in hardship and strengthened through shared struggle, become revolutionary acts. Behind your own walls, you carry your own splendid sun. Let it shine.